Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Let's start today's show with the great Kenny Garrett Quintet. This is his first recording. It was on Crisscross Records, released in 1984. This quintet has Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Nat Reeves on bass, Tony Redis on drums, Mulgrew Miller on piano, and Woody Shaw on trumpet. And a great title to start out today's show is Four Openers, Kenny Garrett Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's two great examples of hard bop jazz music performed by Horace Silver and Hank Mobley. The last one you heard was from the album Horoscope. We heard Nika's Dream, a 1957 release with Horace Silver on piano, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor saxophone, Gene Taylor on bass, and Roy Brooks on drums. And before that, we heard from Hank Mobley from a 1960 release. We heard the title track from Soul Station, Hank Mobley on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Let's continue on with Steve Davis, one of the greatest trombone players of the modern era. And I'm honored to call Steve Davis a friend from back in my Hartford days. We're going to hear a couple tracks from Steve Davis, beginning with, from the album Think Ahead, we're going to hear the Tony Williams composition Warrior. We'll be right back. That's two tunes from Steve Davis, the great trombonist and professor at University of Hartford's Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. The last track you heard from the album Correlations, a 2019 release, we heard Embarcadero. And that group has Steve Davis on trombone, Josh Bruno on trumpet, Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, Xavier Davis on piano, Desron Douglas on bass, and Jonathan Barber on drums. Before that, we heard Warrior, this from Steve Davis's album Think Ahead, 2017 release, featuring Steve Davis on trombone, Jimmy Green on tenor saxophone, Larry Willis on piano, Lewis Nash on drums, Peter Washington on bass. All right, let's switch to the West Coast for the next set. We're going to begin with Gerald Clayton from his album Tributary's Tales, a 2017 release. Let's hear A Light. Thank you. That last number is from Irving Flores and Dance and Jazz Trio. Irving Flores, a San Diego player on piano and great composer as well. The name of his album is American Influence. We heard Bolero in San Diego from Irving Flores. Before that, we heard from Gerald Clayton, his album Tributary Tales. We heard A Light. I love that album, and I love Gerald Clayton's piano playing. And that brings us towards the end of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. I want to thank everyone for listening, and especially like to thank those that have supported this podcast through your contributions. We're going to finish up the show with Kenny Dorham, 1964 release, the name of the album, Trompeta Toccata. And we are going to hear Mamacita. Thank you. I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support, to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. You can make a donation by visiting my website at jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, or you can get there by Googling In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. There you'll find a button where you can make your donation through PayPal. I also can accept donations through Venmo. My address there is at DigginJazz. That's DigginJazz. I'd appreciate any amount of contribution that you feel comfortable doing. Thank you for your support.